Chapter 2 Anne talked as Marilla drove. They were on their way to see Mrs. Spencer. "Are you going to talk the whole way to White Sands?" asked Marilla. "Yes," said Anne. "Then tell me about yourself," said Marilla. "I was 11 years old in March. I was born in Bolingbroke, Nova Scotia. My father was Walter Shirley. He was a teacher. My mother was Bertha Shirley. She died when I was 3 months old. She died of fever. My father died 4 days later. He had the fever too. Nobody wanted me. They sent me to live with Mr. and Mrs. Thomas. I looked after their children. I lived with them until I was 8. Then Mr. Thomas died. He fell under a train. Mrs. Thomas sent me to live with Mr. and Mrs. Hammond. They had 8 children. I looked after them. I lived there for 2 years. And then Mr. Hammond died. They sent me to the orphanage. The orphanage didn't want me. Then Mrs. Spencer came to get me. "Did you go to school?" Marilla asked. "No, I didn't go to school. But I can read," said Anne. "Were Mrs. Thomas and Mrs. Hammond nice to you?" "No, they weren't," said Anne. Marilla felt sorry for Anne. She was a nice girl. They got to White Sands. They drove to Mrs. Spencer's house. Marilla told Mrs. Spencer about the problem. "We don't have to send her back." "Mrs. Blewett came to see me. She wants a girl. Anne can go to her. She has a large family. She needs help with the children." "Oh, what luck!" "Here she is now," said Mrs. Spencer. Mrs. Blewett was not a nice woman. Marilla didn't like her. Marilla said, "I can't just give you Anne. I need to talk to Matthew about it. He wants to keep her." Marilla took Anne back to Green Gables. Matthew was happy to see Anne. "Okay, Matthew, she can stay," said Marilla. Anne said a prayer before she went to sleep. She never prayed normally. Marilla didn't tell Anne about her staying at Green Gables until the next day. Anne was very happy. She cried. Marilla taught Anne the Lord's Prayer. Anne sat at the window. "Hello, Snow Queen," she said to the birch tree. "I am going to live here. I am now Anne of Green Gables."